Pinna!
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
This is the Totally Unauthorized Pokemon Fan Show, where we learn about Pokemon from Pokemon fans like you. Let's meet today's trainers.
Hi, my name is Kai.
Epo.
Reese.
Gabby.
Kelly.
Buzzy.
Isaiah.
Cece.
Ethan.
Hi, my name is Caitlin.
Scarlett.
Jacob.
Zach.
Felix.
Lucas.
Hi, my name is Ruth.
Since the dawn of Pokemon, trainers have had one goal above all others.
Gotta catch them all!
Of course, catching them all is tough. The Pokedex is stuffed with Pokemon.
Blipbug,
Dottler,
Orbeetle,
Caterpie,
Metapod,
Butterfree,
Grubbin,
Chargeabug,
Vikavolt.
And more Pokemon?
Machop,
Machu,
Machamp,
Gastly,
Hunter.
And even more Pokemon.
Timber, Girder, Woobot, Swoobot, Noibat, Noivern, Onyx, Steelix.
If you're playing Sword and Shield, there are 400 Pokemon, not counting the expansions. How long would it take to actually catch them all?
It would take a long time. I would say if you focused everything, if you did everything you could to finish it, I bet you'd finish it in a month.
I finished the Pokedex yesterday for Sword and Shield. It probably took me about 100 hours.
100 hours? We better get going. Start with the basics. How do you catch a Pokemon in Sword and Shield?
Okay, so how you catch Pokemon in the game is you go into wild grass, you'll see Pokemon running in the grass, and then you can catch it with a Pokeball.
It has to shake 3 times, and then the last one would click, and that's when it would know you would catch it.
And once I catch one in a Pokeball and it's wiggling, I say, please don't escape, please don't escape, please don't escape sometimes. And also, I'll say, be a good Pokemon and that sort of stuff.
How can you make sure that the Pokemon won't escape?
If it's a more difficult Pokemon, what you have to do is weaken it by using some attacks on it first.
Well, there's different health varieties. There's the yellow zone, the green zone, and the red zone.
I'd say for me, I want to catch a Pokemon when I get it into the red area, because then it's super weak and it probably wants to give up.
Be careful though. If you do too much damage, the Pokemon faints and you can't catch it.
Sometimes if you have like a really good move and it's super effective against that type, it's going to instantly faint that Pokemon. So you've just got to use one of your half decent moves and then some weaker moves. And then you can probably be able to catch it, get it into the red area like that.
We'll get back to catching all those Pokemon in a minute, but first, let's play...
Name That Pokemon!
In this game, I'll give you 4 clues to a mystery Pokemon, then you try to guess who it is.
Clue number 1.
This Pokemon is normal type in the Kanto region and steel type in the Galar region.
Clue number 2.
The original card for this Pokemon had one attack, which was called Payday.
Clue number 3.
This Pokemon is part of Team Rocket.
Final clue.
This Pokemon's name sounds like the sound a cat makes. The mystery Pokemon is...
Meowth!
Most Pokemon only say their own names, but Team Rocket's Meowth can talk like a human, and he has a lot to say. We haven't nearly caught them all, so let's get back to it. Sometimes, to catch a particular Pokemon in Sword and Shield, you have to know where to look.
There's multiple spots where you're guaranteed to get a Pokemon. For example, I know that there's this one spot in the wild area where you're always going to see a Snorlax and a Conkeldurr.
Some only appear in certain weather.
So if you don't know what the weather has to be, you could be hunting there for 5 hours and never find it.
Yeah, there's one where it has to be foggy. It's like an island in the Hammerlock area.
Some don't spawn very often, even if you're in the right place.
I literally waited like 10 days. It only showed up once.
Turtonator has a 2% spawn rate, and it only spawns when it's harsh sunlight. But my issue with catching it is it can learn Explosion. It knocks itself out and then does a lot of damage to you.
Once you find the Pokemon you're looking for, be sure to use the right Pokeball. Some are more effective than others.
Like, there's Pokeballs, Great Balls, and Ultra Balls. Pokeballs give you the least chance. Great Balls are the second best, and then Ultra Balls are the best.
Plus, there are all sorts of special Pokeballs for special cases.
Because different balls do different things. So a Dust Ball is really good when it's nighttime or in caves. Or a Quick Ball is really good when you throw it right away.
If you have access to them, at the start of a battle with a Pokemon that you want to catch, use a Quick Ball. Those things are amazing. Seriously, I caught a Mewtwo with a Quick Ball.
Or a Net Ball is really good for water and bug type.
If it's like a really, really chunky Pokemon that I can't take down, then I just use a timer ball. The more turns you take, the higher chance it is to catch it.
There was a heavy ball that catches Pokemon that are really heavy, like Onix or Snorlax.
Go to the right places, in the right weather, with the right Pokeballs, and soon you'll be filling your Pokedex. Maybe you're wondering, were there always so many Pokemon to catch? To find out, let's zoom back through Pokemon history. The first Pokemon games came out more than 20 years ago with 151 Pokemon to catch and train. Do you know which were the starter Pokemon in those original games? The first three starter Pokemon were the Grass-type Bulbasaur, the Fire-type Charmander, and the Water-type Squirtle. There were lots of other classics in those first games like Pikachu, Eevee, and Mewtwo. Since then, every generation of core Pokemon games has brought new Pokemon. Gold and Silver added 100 Pokemon. Ruby and Sapphire added 135 more, and so on and so on, all the way through today. There are now more than 800 Pokemon. Gotta catch them all. Pokemon Go players also have hundreds of Pokemon to catch. Instead of exploring fictional places like Kanto or Galar, you're catching them in the real world.
There's like places you have to go actually. Like, let's say you could catch a Pokemon in your house right here in this bedroom.
We usually go in the car, and then maybe once in a while at the beach. We drive around and see the Pokemon stops, which is usually at the playground nearby.
Oh, there's a park next to our house. It's called Bella Vista Park, and it's like really big. So, like, there's a whole bunch of Pokemons, and there's a whole bunch of Pokestops where Pokemon like to hang out, and that's really nice.
We usually go to Fort Triad Park. There's, like, all kinds of different Pokemon, depending on the day.
in the subway I have. I catched a Mewtwo and a Pikachu before.
Well, actually, that's not that surprising with the Pikachu, because Pikachu is actually a mouse Pokemon, and mouse and rats like to be on the train tracks in the subway.
I remember one time when I caught my favorite Pokemon, Jigglypuff. I think it was just at home.
I did catch like 10 Pokemon on a bus ride home from school, on the actual bus. That was kind of crazy.
If you're having trouble finding Pokemon in Pokemon Go, try using incense.
Yeah, when you equip one, then more Pokemon will appear around you.
It's like when you put out chocolate for children.
We mostly used our incense. Because it was taking like 3 hours for one Pokemon to pop up. And we couldn't leave the house because that's our only place that we have Wi-Fi.
When you find a Pokemon you want to catch in Pokemon Go, throw your Pokeball.
You have to do it like this. Swipe up.
It kind of reminds me of bowling, where you aim it at the thing.
Is there any skill to throwing the Pokeball?
Oh, there's so much skill.
Yeah, like you have to throw it perfectly.
Yeah, well, some Pokemon, like mostly flying-type Pokemon, can fly around the screen, so it's harder to catch them.
Like, you do like this, so, like, way too hard, and then it just goes, and it misses, and it goes probably over the Pokemon.
You can also do a thing where you can spin the Pokeball, and then it, like, goes on a curve. Like, if you're spinning it this way, then you let go, and then it goes around.
Mm-hmm.
You shimmy around the ball like this, and then you, like... Whee! And then you throw the ball. You throw it to the side, and it makes a curve to the Pokemon, which is super tricky.
Yeah.
Even if you catch the Pokemon with your Pokeball, it might not stay inside.
There was this really, really stubborn Bulbasaur that popped up. I think I threw about 20 Pokeballs at it. And I even got a nice throw. It just like, nope! It's gone now.
How can you improve your chances of the Pokemon staying in the ball?
So you could feed a Pokemon a berry, and then it'll also become even more likely for you to catch it.
The berry makes them hypnotized in a way, and confused. You feed them the berry and they like you more.
How about you? How many Pokemon have you caught? Are there any that you especially want?
There's a Pokemon that I want to add to my team. A wild Sarina just appeared.
Oh yeah, I've been wanting to add a Sarina.
Every Pokemon is somebody's favorite. So tell us, which is your favorite Pokemon?
One of my favorite Pokemon is Rillaboom, because when it evolves, it gets this random drum out of nowhere.
My favorite Pokemon is Mudkip, because it was the first ever Pokemon I got. It was my starter Pokemon in Omega Ruby. I think he's really cute, and he's unique from all the other Pokemon that exist. But his evolutions, they don't look the best, but actually Swampert performs really good when it's a Mega, so I like it.
Okay, my favorite Pokemon is Primal Kyogre, because he looked like a whale, but he's like super strong and super rare.
Next time, we'll get to know Pikachu, the world's most famous Pokemon.
Pikachu!
Until then, keep collecting, keep battling, and always take good care of your Pokemon.
Want to hear more? Subscribe to Pinna to listen to all the episodes, plus a ton of other awesome podcasts, audiobooks, and more. With content added daily, there is always something new to discover. Go to pinna.fm. That's P-I-N-N-A.fm to start a free trial today.